Hello, Brother Aaron. It's Michael. My friend, I'm sitting in a drive-thru, so I'll have to pause awkwardly in a moment, but I just wanted to address your email. You know, it's very difficult to understand this, but what will happen is one day you'll know God in such a way that is so powerful and so deep and so satisfying that it will no longer be a matter of, oh man, do I have to give these up? Or no, Lord, how much of this entertainment stuff can I watch? And everything else will fall so flat. That's the most important thing I can tell you, is that you cannot bring that about in your heart, but you can put yourself in a position by showing God that you want to prefer him more than games and movies and entertainment. God will eventually, if you continue to follow him and obey him and have faith in him, he'll bless your heart in such a way that all those things taste like water. They have no more of that pull to you, but right now they're really satisfying your natural self. I heard a story recently on the radio, a lady telling her autobiography, and I'm going to have to borrow her analogy. It's so powerful. She had been really gotten into reading romance novels, and she'd been a Christian for many, many years, loved the Lord, but she stopped reading the Bible so much and just kind of found it became bland and dry, and she didn't understand why. And one day she was praying about it, and the Lord said, what child would want to eat a nutritious meal after he's been filling up all day on ice cream and candy? And suddenly she was like, whoa, she got it. So she decided to set down the novels. And soon thereafter, God blessed her with this rich understanding of the Word of God. It started to come alive to her. Brother, that's me. When I go home, sometimes if I watch a movie, it's usually just an Indian movie or a documentary. I like documentaries, but it's very rare. So I still do them, but it's usually only when I'm sick or after I've Bible studied myself or prayed or whatever, almost to death that day. I really have no need for it. It's just something I do when my brain is so tired that I can't read the word or can't pray or kind of just laying down sometimes. But, and that's just my personal, you know, habits and stuff, but it's very rare. And for me to watch a movie is very difficult. Like a regular movie, if it doesn't have a true story or something about India in it, because I'm just so fascinated with India, or it's not a lion documentary, I have a very difficult time watching it, my friend, because it just doesn't do anything for me. It's like now I've gotten so much benefit from eating the nutritional food, I can't eat the ice cream anymore, if that makes sense. So I hope that helps. So my friend, it's really about right now you have the desire to know God, but you don't have that desire in your natural self to put down all those things that just are completely worthless for you. You have some choice in the matter, but you're not having that strong desire. Like, man, I really want to get more of God, so I'm going to set these things down. Or like what I'm trying to explain, where I don't have a desire for those things anymore. You will get to a place where you'll realize, man, how did I ever do that? How did I ever spend hours and hours watching TV and movies and video games and stuff like that? You know, sometimes I'll watch one and I'll have to go read the Bible afterwards, because it's so much of a different world. It's like campfire smoke that gets on you. And so when you become spiritual, you become very sensitive to these things. And you want to do those things which lead to cultivating the presence of God. So ask yourself, is what I'm doing cultivating the presence of God? Is it going to help me to cultivate that desire and that passion and that magnificent obsession for God? Is this going to add fuel to my fire or put water on it? And sometimes it may be that it doesn't do either. It might be something completely neutral. Like in my instance, where sometimes I'll watch a movie when my brain has nothing left for anybody except for to be sit there and entertain for a moment. I can't read. I have a very difficult time reading at nighttime. It makes me go to sleep. So, you know, you just have to learn and not violate your conscience. Okay. Man, I'm proud of you for wanting to do this. Trust God and ask him. Ask him, Lord, give me that burning desire, but you have to show him.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. You too. Bye-bye now. Show him that you mean business. You know, John the Baptist came saying, make straight paths for the Lord to travel. What he's meaning is not a literal path in the woods. He's meaning a path in your heart. Get rid of the things in your heart that are competing for the time and energy and person of Jesus Christ. See, when you say to the Lord, Lord, I want to start setting these things down to make more room for you in my heart, that is making the way for the Lord to move into your heart. And brother, I tell you, when God moves in your heart, man, these things begin to taste like water, and you won't be interested in them. You'll tolerate them. Sometimes I'll watch a movie to tolerate, you know, to tolerate it on behalf of somebody else, or because maybe there's some important scene or lesson or something I want to capture and use as an illustration. I don't know, but yeah, that's kind of the way it works. So, you know, don't beat yourself up and get so worried about this, but it will occur more and more over time. It takes time for God to work his spirit in you, but you have to do your part, and you're going to have to suffer a little bit. Your natural self is going to want that sugar. You've been eating that sugary entertainment all the time. It's not going to want you to get rid of it. The Bible's going to taste like eating dry crust. And you've been eating all this delicious, you know, sugar, fatty stuff, right? That's, I really believe that's kind of what the devil has done, is he makes entertainment so palatable, so tasty, and there's such a variety of it that to sit down before the Bible, what? That's lame, man. That's boring. What are you talking about? Right? When you lose yourself in the Bible, you look at the rest of the people. Like I look at people going to these movies, listening to this music. Sometimes I'll just hear the kind of music people listen to in their cars and, you know, the movies they watch or the videos they're watching on YouTube. And I'm just like, what? How can they listen to this stuff? See, I'm looking at it from the exact opposite perspective, because the Lord has blessed me with his spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You want this, man. You want this. Make straight paths for the Lord to travel. Get in that word, and don't just replace, you know, movie watching and game watching with Bible reading, but replace it with an intent to find the God in the Bible. Jesus, I want to know you. I want what Brother Michael's talking about. I want that love. I want that power. Lord, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Fill me afresh with your spirit and give me a flame that burns hot for you. Ask him to do that. See, Jesus is going to do this in you. You can't do this in you. All you can do is prepare the way. Okay? And you have to trust and believe that Jesus Christ will do this inside your heart. He'll make his home in your heart. Are you obeying his commands? Are you learning his commands? Does he look and see your faith? Does he see that you want him more than you want anything else? That's what you want, is you want his presence. Okay? Brother, I have to run. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for the email. Bye-bye.